you take my word. Don't I hate that? Always has appeared a very funny thing to me that anyone should ever doubt my word. For instance, I was in a shop to buy some alternate, and the way that I was treated was absurd. I chose a grand piano, a lovely marble top, some table starter soil cloth and a bed. But it fairly knocked me silly when the man asked for bills. It seemed like damning me, and so I said, what do you want the money down for? Ain't it only just a bit of hay? If I pay you now, you'll only spend it, or else run off and shove it in the bank. If I keep the charter, find it useful. Of course I shall find this old bird. If I say I owe it till I pay it, can't you take my word? Talk of doctors being clever, it's a lot of sonny rot. But when I relate complaints to fairly burst, if I went to see a doctor, then before me to a dean, he'd want to know just where the pain is first. He'd want to know how long I've been so crispy as I am, and ask me what I've lately had to eat. They crack the good old chestnut about putting out the tongue. But if the pain is in the bruised feet, what does he want to see me done for? He'll be pouncing, tapping chest about. What right does he to ask for where the pain is? Ain't that what I pay to find out? Ought he to know if he's a doctor? Of course he ought to, why be so absurd? If I say I'm ill, I am ill, ain't I? Then can't he take my word?